Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion, for the Chayalim L'Chatufin, Moshe ben Golan ben Gavriela, Moshe ben Rezo Yitzhak ben Bracha, B'Tzal ben Batya, Matan ben Dvora, continuing our series in the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvot Se Resh Mem Gimel. We have an asara not to steal a Jew. Not to steal. That's talking about, like the Mechilta says, Gainiv Nefesh. The Marsan Hedrin says, asara legonif fashas minayim. How do you know an asara for somebody not to steal nefashas, not to steal people, not to kidnap? Rabbi Yoshi says, Midal Signo. Rabbi Yochanan says, Loim Kurum Keres Ovid. There's another pasuk that says, not to sell someone like an Eved, in other words, like an Eved Kenaini, in order to sell an Eved Ivri, like an Eved Kenaini, and that pasuk is also used. Chlal, lo pligi marka chashiv lavda mechira, the other lavda geneva. In other words, we have two psukim here the Gemara brings. One is telling us a lav of mechira, but after you steal somebody, you're not allowed to sell him. That's also included in the Yimkur Makar Sabbath. It's not to sell an Eved, like you would sell an Eved Kenaini on a selling block, on a rack, and you put him up there. That's one lav of Loim Kurim Makaris Eved, but it's also not selling somebody after you stole them. After you stole the person, you're not allowed to sell them. That's another Avera on Loim Kurim Makaris Eved. So Akopanim, we learn from this Rambam that there's an Azhara not to steal a Jew. The Rambam includes here also not to sell a Jew. The beginning of the ninth parak of Hilchos Geneva, the Rambam says, "Kol goyim nefesh achas mi Yisrael, every believer is a savior. If you steal somebody, if you steal a Jew, you're having a lo say lo signo, b'chein amochor lo say say, and you sell him, you're having a lo say say. It's included in layim kurim karis avet. Just to sell somebody you stole is included in the avera of layim kurim karis avet. And you don't get malchus on these two lavim because these two lavim are nita and lasaras mises based, and these two lavim are." Subject to, in certain instances, Mises Beisdin, i.e. when there's a Geneva and a Mechira, it's Mises Beisdin. And Memela, there's no Malkus for each individual one. Because it says, Ki Yimatzish Gonev Nefesh, so Mos Yumas, and Misasa Bechenek. When you sell and steal, when one sells and steals, there's a Chi of Misa. Memela, for selling alone, for stealing alone, there's no Malkus, because it's a Lav Shenitan. Lazarus Mises Beis, and so we see that the Rambam holds that Elohim Kurim Keres Ovid is a lav shen el Lazarus Mises Beis, and ain't lokan alav because it's also included in the context of Azhara L'Geneva's Nefesh U'Mechirasa. Since Mechira can be connected to Geneva, and then there's going to be a Chi of Misa, and Mela Mechira alone is not going to be there's not going to be Malkus, because there could be on Mechira Misa. So Mela, when one is, when one sells an Evid, as he would sell an Eved Kenaini, or when one sells somebody's stam, he's not Chayv Malkus, because it could be subject as Mises Beisdin when one sells someone who he stole, and his makros in the Sugi in Sanhedrin. That tells us that that's what we read out when we were reading what the Rambam writes in the Loisa say. That we have two psukim, Atar Legoinev Nefashos, Rabbi Yoshi says Lo Signo, Rabbi Yochanan says Lo Yinkurim Keres Aved, and they're not arguing. One is talking about Mechir, one's talking about Geneva. Beautiful. So now we have the Rambam. Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Lamed Vav brings the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Avad, that Eved Ivri is not sold Bifarhesia on a stone. They used to have these literally on the selling block. They would have a block, a rack, and they put the Avadim there and the slave traders, and they would sell them there. You're not allowed to sell an Eved like that. You're not allowed to sell an Eved Ivri in the Simta, in the thoroughfare. Like Avadim Rasod, Lo Yimkurim Makar Sabit. So the Minchas Chinuch and Lamed Vav is Medayik from the Rambam, that he doesn't say that you get Malkus. You don't get Malkus for selling an Eved like you would sell an Eved Ivri, like for selling an Eved Kenaini. If you sell an Eved Ivri in a way you'd sell an Eved Kenaini, you don't get Malkus. Also in the 19th parable of Sanhedrin, when he talks about the Malkus, the Lav of which you get Malkus, he doesn't enumerate this Lav of Lo Yimkaru. So you see that for selling an Eved Ivri in a way that you would sell it in Kenai, there's no Malkus. And the reason is, based on the Rambam, it's a Lav Shinel Saras Mises Beisdin, Ain lo ken alav, even if there's no chiyuv misa, if you're just selling the eved, there's still not going to be malchus because it could be that there's going to be a chiyuv misa outside of mitzvah based in a memela. There is no malchus. And based on this, he commented on the chinuch in mitzvah shin mem hei, and the lav of lo yimkri, the chinuch writes, v'hadoyma she'en lo ken l'fishev shal abra lov bli maisa. The chinuch doesn't say it's because it's lav shinit on latzaris misa based in. He says, you know why you don't get malchus for selling? Because it could be done with Adam maisa. Theoretically, he goes on the selling block himself, he stands up there himself, and you sell him, so you didn't do a maisa. So since you could be over b'li maisa, that's the famous sheet of the chinuch, that whenever you can be over b'li maisa, even if you do a maisa, there's no malchus, as opposed to the sheet of the Rambam, holds fakert, that if you could be over with a maisa, even if you're without a maisa, you get malchus. But according to the chinuch, as long as there's a scenario where you could be over without a maisa, even if you do a maisa, you don't get malchus. So the chinuch argues with the Rambam whether the reason you don't get malchus for selling an eved is because it's a lav shein bo maisa. It could be over without a maisa. That's how the chinuch holds. And the Rambam holds it's because it's a lav shenitan. Taras misa is based in. So we'd like to understand the Sharash HaMachlokas between the Rambam and the chinuch. Why the Rambam holds it's because of lav nitan taras misa is based in. And the chinuch holds it's because it could be done without a maisa. So it says, Marenu v'Rabenu, Agon Rafalakon and Kunstler as follows. The Rambam writes, as we opened up with the in the Yad, Hilchos Geneva, he says, Goinev Nefesh, Kol Goinev Nefesh Yisrael Zorben Eloise Sey, and Amoichro Eva Beloise Sey, Goinev Nefesh Altsoi Signov, Moichro, because of Loim Kurum Akaris Avit. So that is the Rambam writes at the beginning of the ninth parak of Hilchos Geneva, and the Rambam also here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs also brings both. He brings Geneva and Mechira. In the Chinuch and Mitzvah Lamed Vav, he just writes the Loim Nefesh Miyisrael. He doesn't say anything about Mechira, Baleim Kurum Karasavet, Alo Davruhu. Sefer HaMitzvahs later on, Reishon and Ches and Loim Kurum Karasavet, the Rambam brings not to sell an Eved Ivri, like you sell Avodim Kenainim. And he says this also includes not to steal somebody. And then if you steal somebody and you sell them, so then you're over on Loim Kurum Karasavet. If you're not an Eved, Stam, you sell somebody that you stole, you're over on Laim Kurum Akaris Avet. Well, it's also included in that. So, in the Yikar Lav of Lo Yimkaru, the Rambam includes selling someone you stole. However, the Chinuch in Shin Mem He mentions that says Lo Yimkaru, and he only talks about Mechiras Eved Ivri, like you sell Avodim. But he doesn't mention the Mechira of Geneva's Nefesh. So we see this different, discrepancies between the Chinuch and the Rambam. The Rambam puts the two together. When the Rambam mentions Genevi, mentions Mechir and vice versa, and the Chinuch doesn't. So it would appear that they're arguing in the Iker Geder of the Chiyuv Misa of Goinev Nefesh and Mechira. The Torah tells us Genevi and Mechira is Mechayiv Misa in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. After the Rambam brings the Sugi in Sanhedrin that we have two Psukim, Mechir and Genevi says, Shelo Yikamu Lavonash Achi Yigno V'Yimkor. The onus is when you do both. When you do both, the person gets chenek. So in other words, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is when you're over on these two lavim, there's chenek. But each one independently is just a regular lav. So loisa say ba'alma, these are two distinct lavim. And when they work in tandem, when they come together, one is chayav misa. The Menachas Chinuch already comments that according to the Rambam, it would seem that if someone is goinev v'lo machroi, even though he's not chayiv misa, he's over in the lav of lo signov. So to a mechira without a geneva, he's over in the lav of mechira. The onish misa is the two together. However, in the chinuch in mitzvah lamed vav, he sings a different song. He says, "Over a lav, a goinev nefesh chayiv chenek, u'shemachor eser nefesh." If one is over and he steals, he's chayiv chenek. One is chayiv chenek for stealing, provided that he sells. Shekein ba'perish yin chiyuv chal ad sheyimkor. The chiyuv misa of Geneva is only chal when he sells. Shekase v'achar megalav d'chsi v'goinev v'shim v'chor mois yumas. We have another pasuk that says if you steal somebody and you sell him, then one is chayiv misa for that. So we see from the chinuch that he has a different shita than the Rambam. He writes, goinev nefesh chayiv chenek v'hu shemachor. So in other words, the mechira is a tenai in the Geneva. The aveira for which one is chayiv misa is Geneva. Just as a tenai, there also must be a mechira. According to the Rambam, it's not a tenai. In order to be chayiv misa, one has to be goinev and moicher. Mehemshech dvarav mavur lehedja, like we said. It says shekein ba perish deina kasev cholav achi imkor shekasev acher megala olav. Another pasuk is megala. In other words, the din mechira is a tenai. We have geneva, and then another pasuk is megala that you're not chayiv misa for the geneva until there's a mechira. The pasuk of mechira is megala and the geneva. In other words, the aver is a geneva, and the pasuk is megala that until you're moicher, you're not over on the geneva. It's a tenai in the geneva. So pashtus, lo signov, means just to steal. Stealing alone is enough. But comes the pasuk of Ganesha Mechor Masimus, it's megala, it's not true, stealing is not enough. You also need to sell. The only suffix here is, what's pshat? In other words, it's pshat, you're not over on geneva at all until you sell? Or you're not chayv mis until you sell? Could be that you're just over on, and you are over on geneva without stealing. And the pasuk, the other pasuk is megala, but there's no chayv mis until you sell. Or maybe no. Could be there's not even a chiv geneva until you sell. And then when one sells, then he's chayiv misa. But the geneva is mitle tali in the mechira. It's all dependent. Once what there's going to be a mechira, that you fill that tonight, then one goes back and the geneva is mechayiv misa. It could be the geneva is even only usher after the mechira from this pasuk. Then again, according to the Rambam, mapita. According to the Rambam, you have geneva, and the geneva is alone, it's an aveira alone. The pasuk about mechira is not makala anything about geneva. The two averus, and when they come together, these two lav are mitzarif, and one is chayiv misa. But each one individually is a lav in and of itself. And that would explain the discrepancies between the two. Because when the Rambam mentions mechira, the Rambam also mentions geneva. The Rambam talks about Geneva. The Rambam also says Mechira, because the whole Chiyuv Misa is Mechira. You need the Tzeruf of Mechira and Geneva together. So that's why, again, in the beginning of Perek Tes, the Rambam says, Kol Hagoyim Nefesh Mitzel Tovin Alay Sisei, Alay Signov, one Avera, and then V'chein HaMolchor Avar B'Alay Sisei. So the Rambam is makbid to mention when he talks about Geneva, he also talks about Mechira. He's telling you that these are two distinct lavim, and then when they come together, that's a shlemus of an avera. Then there is a they compound each other, so then there's going to be a chi of misa. So the Rambam talks about geneva, he throws in mechira. When the Rambam talks about mechira, he throws in geneva. In order to tell you that that's the shlemus halav, the shlemus avera, for which one is chayiv misa. Is going to be the two of them together, and he says ve'en lo kan al shnei lavim elu, this lav shin lasaris misis beisdin. So this could come to misis beisdin if you do the two together. But two are connected when they make a when you do the two, when you do one and then you do the other, you do geneva, one does geneva and then one does mechira, and one is going to be chayiv misa. So that's the beginning of Perek Tes of Hilchos Geneva. The Rambam is makid to mention both. He mentions that there's a lav of Geneva, and there's a lav of Mechira. And then in Lois Sei Reishon and Ches of Loinker and Makaris Aved, the Rambam also throws in there that this includes the Atzara L'Goyin of Nefesh Mi'Yisrael. And he's over Alom Yisbarach Lemon Karasavid when he steals. Because when you do these two lavim, then you're over on the shlemus of the lav and there's going to be a chi of misa. And that's why it's Pashat, the Fiyar Rambam, you have to mention in this mitzvah the lav of Lo Yimkur when you mention Geneva. Because the whole Onesh Misa means that you have to also do the lav, the independent lav of Lo Yimkuru. It's not just that Lo Yimkuru is a Tanai in the Geneva. Yimkuru, in order to be Chayiv Misa, they're two equal partners in the Chayiv Misa, Geneva and Mechira. And therefore the Rambam says, there's Geneva, and then there's Mechira. And if you do both of them, Geneva is a lav, Mechira is a lav. And then when you do both of them, then the two of them, again, they compound each other, and then there's a Chayiv Misa. And then in Lois Zerich Nunches, Lavim Kuru Karasavid, The Rambam says, all right, don't sell. That's a lav in and of itself. But this also includes Goniv Nefesh Miyisrael. And then when you do the two of them, when one does the two of them, it's Chayiv Misa. Because what is the Aveira? The Aveira is being over on the two lavim. So both of them are independent lavim in and of themselves. And then the Tseiruf of these two independent lavim is going to be the Chayiv Misa. So therefore when he brings lav of Geneva, he says, listen, this is an independent lav. And then when you do the other independent lav of Geneva, so because of these two independent lavim coming together, each one is individually a powerful lav, so that's going to be Mechayiv Misa and vice versa when he brings them, but the Aveira of Mechira, Memkara 7, not to sell somebody inevitably like a Kenaini. So he says, okay, and if you steal also, besides this lav, of there's a lav here, and there's also a lav of stealing, and the two together are Mechayiv Misa. Achen lo ken shitas hachinuch. Because this Tanai Mechira is not an independent, according to the Chinuch, the Mechira is not independent. It's not because of the love of Lo Yimkaru. V'chol inyana hu mishum lo yisignav. V'rakshin is gala lan perusha de lo yisignav shenu chayv ad sheyimkar. It's Tanai in the Geneva. Not that there are two lavim nifradim that are mitzdarif here. So Mimele, when he says the lav of Goyniv Nefesh, he doesn't mention Lo Yimkaru. Because what's the Avera? The Avera is Goyniv Nefesh. And he doesn't have to mention Lo Yimkaru because that's not the Avera. The Avera is not when he's Chayiv Misa for Geneva. It's not because he stole and he sold. It's because he stole. Stealing enough is the Avera. And stealing enough is Mechayiv Misa. So the Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Vav, what is he talking about? Goniv Nefesh. So he says that Goniv Nefesh is an independent Avera. It's an Avera of Goniv Nefesh. And he says, for Goniv Nefesh, one is Chayiv Misa. But he says, Ve'overlev Goniv Nefesh Chayiv Chenek, Nikuda. One is Chayiv Chenek for being Goniv Nefesh. V'hu Shemachor Osu Nefesh. But there's a Tanai. And what's the Tanai? The Tanai is that he sold. But the Avera for which he's Chayiv Misa is the Goniv Nefesh. It's not the two of them together that's Mechayiv Misa. It's the Goniv Nefesh. That's what's Mechayiv Misa. There's just a Tanai that afterwards he has to sell. And when he talks in Shin Mem Hei about selling, he doesn't talk about selling after stealing. There is no such thing as Stam selling according to the Sefer HaChinuch. It's only selling like an Eved. You're not selling Shelo Nimkor Eved Ivri Al Eved Amikach. You're not allowed to sell a Hebrew slave upon the auctioning stone like we would sell a Canaanite. So according to the Chinuch, there's no stam avera of mechira. Mechira is just a tanai for the geneva, and then there's another avera of mechira. A mechira is eved ivri, like you would sell an eved kenaini. But according to the Rambam, it's not like that. According to the Rambam, there are two lav, and there's a lav of geneva, and then there's a lav of mechira, and mechira is an independent lav, and geneva is an independent lav. And then when the two of them come together, they're both equal partners and be mechayiv the person Misa. According to the Sefer HaChinuch, it's not like that. According to the Sefer HaChinuch, the chi of Misa is for the Geneva. There's just a Tanai that the Geneva goes together with the Mechira, but the Aver is the Geneva. That's the Avera. The Avera is the Geneva, and that's mechayiv and Misa. Could be without the Mechira, not only is not chayiv Misa, maybe he's not even chayiv over on Geneva. Could be. But the point is that when one is Chayiv Misa after Geneva and Mechira, it's for the Geneva. And the Mechira is a Tanai B'davar. And then when he talks about Lo Yimkaru Mekar Sobet, he doesn't even mention the Geneva part, because here it's just a separate Isser of not selling to somebody like an Eved Kenaini. Suppose the Rambam was a separate Isser for Mechira, selling, a separate Isser for Geneva, and then when the two come together, they both equally are Mechayiv him Misa. that Gemara that we have in Sanhedrin, how's the Chinuch going to deal with that Gemara? The Gemara in Pei Vav seems to imply that you need to, there is, for the Chiyuv of Misa, there has to be a Lo Yimkur Mem Karas Aved. There's a Lo Yimkur Mem Karas Aved, and there's Gon Evish. And it seems from there that the two of them together are Mitzdarif. That sounds very much like the Rambam. Not like the Chinuch. So the answer is based on a Yisod that we've spoken out recently from the Britzko Rav, that sometimes we have a rule of Einot Shein Elu Kein Mashirin. So we have to find some type of Ashara for an Onish. So the Iker Lav is not for the Isser for which the Onish was said. In other words, Lo Selech Rochel Ba'amecha. So that's an Ashara for Malkus of Motzi Shemra. But Malkus of Motzi Shemra, one is Motzi Shemra Alisha, that she wasn't a Besula. So he's not getting Malkus because of the lav of Lo Selech Rochel. We just need to use Lo Selech Rochel to Einot Shein Elu Kein Mashirin to get a lav in there. We found the source, we found the lav, and then Memela, now when he gets Malkus, it's not because of Lo Selech Rochel, but because of Motzi Shemra. So he's not getting the Malkus because of the lav. He's just getting... You just need to laugh because Einot Shein Elu Kein Mashirin, and he's getting the Malkus because of a different source. So here also, but Das HaChinuch, this Din Mechira of Goynev Nefesh is not the Averis HaLav of Loim Kurim Karas Avid. Loim Kurim Karas Avid is talking about selling an Avid Ivri like selling an Avid Kenaini. And that's not allowed to be done. That's the Ikar Aver. The only thing is, Einot Shein Elu Kein Mashirin, you need to keep being Lechayiv the person Misa. So don't be Lechayiv the person Misa. So you have to find some sort of lav. So what's the lav of Mechira? So we get Lo Yimkuru. So we have a lav Limkuru. You could be Samech on that lav that we're not now over on in Lo Shel Mekin Masirin. You have to make sure there's an Ashara. So here you have an Ashara not to sell. And Memela, now that the person's killed, he's not killed because of the lav. He's killed because he was Gainev. And then again, the Mechira is just, like we said before, the Mechira is just a Tanai. They can't be Mechayiv and the Gainev and the Gainev until there's a Mechira. But the... But now that he's chayv out to the Geneva, and that's what he's chayv Misa for. And when the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that we have the, that the Mechira of the Geneva of, for which one is chayv Misa is Lam Kurim Karas Avid, that's just Ein Ayashon Lekei Masir, and that's just to find a lav that we can connect to our, to the Avera of selling a stolen person. But ultimately, that's not why the person's going to be chayv Misa, not because of the lav, because over on the lav of Mechira, but because he was over on Geneva, together with the fulfillment of the Tanai of the Mechira. That's the real reason. And the finding the Pasuk in the Gemara is just because you need to have some sort of lav. Einon Shel Mekein Mashirin. You couldn't be Mechayiv the person Misa for Ganiv Nefesh. If Umacharo, unless you find some source for the Mechira being a lav. So you found the source of Mechira being a lav. But now that he's going to be Mechayiv Misa, it's also the Geneva. And it could be like we said before, that in Geneva alone, the Chinuch would be Moida, that he's over. He is over on a lav. So that's why the Gemara says you also need to be Mitzarif, that in addition to this lav of Geneva, you also have another lav. Because again, Eimek Riyot Zemidei Pshuto, so Memela, you're going to be over just the Geneva alone. Ah, so then how's there a Chi of Misa on the Geneva? So I'd say the Gemara says, oh, you know, there's a Chi of Misa on the Geneva because he fulfilled the Tanai, and there was also a Mechira. But the Chiyuv Misa isn't because of the Mechira. The Chiyuv Misa is because of the Geneva, and the Mechira is just a Tanai. It's a Tanai, and also, again, there's two things involved over here. Number one, you need to fulfill the Tanai of Mechira in order to be a Chayiv Misa for the Geneva. And number two, there needs to be also an Aver of Mechira. Where do you have an Aver of Mechira? You have a Chiyuv Misa of Gonev and Mocher, but where do you have an Aver of Mechira? So we're told on this Pasuk, but this Pasuk of Lankrim and Karasavit. But again, the Chiyuv Misa isn't because he was over in the lav of Loim Kurim Makaras Avid, because really the lav of Loim Kurim Makaras Avid is primarily going on on somebody who sells an Eved Ivri like an Eved Kenaini. But we also use it like as an accessory. Also, the accessory of the lav would be also that you're not allowed to sell not a lav gomer, that you're not allowed to sell somebody stam, because it could be according to the Sefer HaChinuch, stam selling somebody is not a lav. But when it's in the context of Geneva, then we use the pasuk and we say, in the context of Geneva, lo simkum karasavet, that's going to be enoch imokein masirin, and you fulfill the tanai of mechirin memela, one is chayv misa for the Geneva. I hope that's clear. And now, of course, we can understand zeir good, why the Rambam says it's because of lav anita and laseres misa is based in, and why the Sefer Achinuch says it's because it's a lav, it's because it's efshir without a maisa. That's why there's no malchus. Right, let's say somebody sells an Eved Ivri, k'derech mechiras avadim kenainim. Somebody sells an Eved Ivri, k'derech mechiras avadim kenainim. Why is there no malchus? Rambam connects the Averas of Geneva and Mechira. So the Rambam talks about Mechira, he brings in Geneva. When the Rambam talks about Geneva, he brings in Mechira. So Memela, it's Pasha to the Rambam that this is a Lav Shenitan Lazarus Mises based in. In other words, according to the Rambam, Lamekur Makar Saved, he connects this to the Lav of Geneva. There's Lamekur Makar Saved just selling an Eved alone, like an Eved Kenani. And then there's a selling and then there's a stealing and selling somebody. So the Rambam sells since the Rambam connects the pasuk of Loinker and Karas of it to Goinev. So and he cites one where he cites the other. So Mimela, you see that this Loinker and Karas of it is a lav shenitan laseres misas based in. Because this pasuk is talking about in some cases selling somebody in the context of stealing them. And since it could come to an Asaras Mises based in, there's no Malchus in this lav. When somebody sells an Eved Kenani, every like you would sell an Eved Kenani. There's going to be no Malchus because the Iker lav of Lo Simkurim Karas Aved is talking about a Mises based in case, part of the Iker Lav, it connects to Geneva. It's like half of the Aver of Geneva that's Mechayv Misa. The other half of the Aver of Geneva that's Chayv Misa. Mechayv one Misa. So according to the Rambam, the Din Mechira by the Goinev Nefesh is the Mechira itself is part of the Chayv Misa. Part and parcel of the Rambam of the Chayv Misa by Goinev Nefesh is the Mechira. Again, that's half of the equation. So Mimela, it's a lav shenitan laseres misas based in, and even if in instances where he's not going to be chayiv misas based in, because there was no selling, still he's going to be pater from Malchus, because it's considered a lav shenitan laseres misas based in. Because that's the part of the definition of not to be moichem and karis of it, is in the context of goyiniv nefesh. That's part of its identity. In Mimel, it's called an option that starts Mises Bezin. And even if there are instances where you're over without going even Nefesh, but you're not going to be Chayiv Misa because Lav Nitin Lazarus Mises Bezin. Where according to the Chinuch, the Din Mechir of Goinev Nefesh is not because of Lo Yimkuru. When one is Mechir of Goinev Nefesh, he's not Chayiv Misa because he sold. He's Chayiv Misa because he stole, not because he sold. And therefore, in Shin Mem Hei, when he talks about Lo Yimkuru Makar Saved, he doesn't mention stealing at all. Because when you mention the stealing, you don't have to mention the stealing is just a Tanai. The Ikar Aveira is the Goinev Nefesh. And the stealing is just a Tanai, the selling, the Mechira is just a Tanai in the Goinev Nefesh. But the din mechira of goinev nefesh is not because of mechira. The din mechira of goinev nefesh is because of the geneva. And lo simkur makar sovet is something else. Lo simkur sovet is not to sell an eved ivri like an eved kenani. So since that's the definition of the mechira here, the identity of the mechira is not connected to goinev nefesh. It's not part and parcel of Goyim Nefesh. Mechira is an independent Avera of not selling an Eved Ivri like an Eved Kenani. Elamai. When one steals, one is going to be Chayiv Misa if he also sells. And then why is he going to be Chayiv Misa? Because he sold. Because he stole. Not because he sold. So you can't say that Mechira is a lav shenita on Lazarus Mises based in. Geneva's taka lav. Maybe Geneva's lav shenita, but Mechira's not. So the Chinuch can write that Mechira is a lav shenita on Lazarus Mises based in. It's not. There's no Mises based in for Mechira. The Mises Basin is for Geneva, not for the Mechira. So what's the Ikar Pasuk V'lo Simkur Makaris of it? That's not to sell an Eved Ivri like an Eved Kenani. But there's never going to be a case where you're Chayiv and the Mechira Mises based in. For the Mechira itself. Yeah, it's a Tanai for the Geneva, but not for the Mechira itself. The Mechira isn't Chayiv Mises based in. So all the Ram can, all the Chinuch could find. You know why you're not going to be getting Malkus? For Mechira. You're not getting Malkus for Mechira, for Mekaris Aved. You're not getting Malkus because it can be done without a Maisa. But it's not a Lav Shenit and Lazarus Mises Basin because there's no Mises Basin for Mechira. Mises Basin's for Geneva. And then in the context of Geneva, so we're not sure. It could be there's even no Aver of Geneva until there's Mechira. That's all the Chinuch talks about a mitzvah lamed vav. He says, "Listen, you're over on Geneva, and if you do mechira together with it, then there's a chiyuv misa." Who shemachar oisay nefesh? So when he's mocher that nefesh, he's a chayiv misa for the Geneva. So according to the Rambam, the mechira, stam selling somebody, is takalav and itnul aseres misa's basin. Because when one sells and steals and sells, he's chayiv misa's basin because of the stealing and the selling. According to the Chinuch, never like that. When he's chayiv misa's basin, it's because he stole. And the selling is just a Tanai. And Mimela, when he sells an Eved Ivri, like he would sell an Eved Kenaini. So the reason there's no Malkus is not because in Lavanit and Lazarus Mises Bay. There's no Malkus because it could be done without a Maisa. The Hadvarim Mamish Meirim Umisamchim Baruch Hashem Meirim Kasapirim. Just one final note, there's an interesting machlekes. If there's in the Mishnah Sanhedrin 485b, I'm going to have to be selling a chayv which I can sell your shoes. We don't have to sell your boy. So if you're going to have Mishnah Israel, you're not chayv until you bring him into your shoes. And Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to bring him into your shoes and you have to use him. So there's bringing him to his shoes and there's bringing him to his shoes and using him because he says, v'sa'amir bo. Pasuk says, "V'se'amir bo mecharo," that you use him and then you sell him. So it's not just enough to bring him to Rishus, but you also have to use him. So the Geneva is the Achnisener L'Rishuso, and you also need Imor. In the parish Rabbi Avram ben Aram Malator in Paris Mishpatim, in the name of the Rasag, he writes, "O machro v'chayv imor v'lo mechir mechir v'lo imor." In other words, like this, that one is chayv misa, either for using him or for selling him. Using him without selling him, and selling him without using him. So it could be one of the two. That's what he brings from the Rasag. And Rav Ram ben Aramam is doicha, and he says, no. It's against our tradition. You need Imur and Mechira. You need to have both. You need to both use him and sell him. So in order to be chayiv misa, you need to steal him, use him, and sell him. According to the other opinion, the Rasag, steal him, use him, or sell him. In the Sefer HaMekach, Sof Shar Chavtes, he writes, O Macharo, O Shenishtamesh, one or the other. Right, like the Rasag. Either Mechiro or Shimush. So it would seem Pashut, that's Dafka B'Shitas HaChinuch. As B'Shitas HaChinuch, what's the Mechir? Mechir is a Tanai. So we can say, you know what the Tanai is? the Tanai is that he steal and he use, or that he steal and he sell. So there's a certain Tanai in the Geneva. But according to the Rambam, Zelo Matchil, there's no tzad to say that you can person's chayim mitzvah without stealing, without selling. Because according to the Rambam, selling is part and parcel of the Aveira. You have to be over on Losim Kurum Karaseven in order to be over on Rabbi Chayiv Misa for the Geneva. So this whole deon of is one is it okay Imur below Mechir and Mechir below Imur can only be according to the Chinuch for where it's only a Tanai. But according to the Rambam, part and parcel of the Geneva has to be the Mechir. It has to be proper Mechir, and Mele Imur alone is not going to be enough. Sweet friends, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we have concluded this lecture, as they call it, and we obviously there's a velt to say yet on this Aveira, but I think that we had some very sweet enlightening Torah, and it's Hashem. Hopefully, we'll revisit this. I hope soon, because it's important in Gishmak. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.